This is the Berman Project. Hey, it's JD here, back for another week of introspection and reflection on loss, grief, and the pathway to mental wellness, all the while nourishing my soul with the music and art of late indie rock singer-songwriter David Cloud Berman. How the fuck are you? I am fucking stellar right now. I'm not going to lie to you. It's Sunday before the Monday that this record comes out. It's not a record. It's a podcast, but it will come out tomorrow. And I am feeling dynamite today. This is the second day in a row that I have felt the TNT in my veins. And I'm enjoying it quite fucking thoroughly. I'm not going to lie to you. So there's that. How are you? That's the big question, right? I mean, I'm looking out my window and there's blue skies and bright, puffy white clouds that make me so glad I have a pop filter on my phone, microphone, that is, because, you know, when you say puffy clouds, it could result in all sorts of ephemera in your ears that you don't want to hear. So there's that. But here I am talking to you through millions of miles of fiber optic cables, copper cables. It's all this shit that makes the world go round and makes this possible. My voice going into my computer and being translated into zeros and ones and sent through wires to your ears. And it still has meaning. And yet we sold them to the state. So I don't know. You know, I'm a little fucked up right now. I'm not going to lie to you. And that's probably why I feel... No, it's not probably why I feel good. Because I felt great yesterday. I'm embracing the greatness that I felt yesterday. And I supplemented it. Whether or not that's a good idea is here nor there. Here I am. Rock me like a fucking hurricane. So there's that. But going back to you, how are you doing? How do you feel about shit that's going on in the world right now? And the blood that's coursing through your veins right now? I have a cousin that was just diagnosed with very aggressive breast cancer, had both her breasts removed, and I just got news that there's no more cancer in her body. There's none. She doesn't have to go through radiation, chemotherapy, anything following up with that double mastectomy. She's good. And that feels good. Good news coming out of bad news. What a fucking world, right? Oh, man. Snake's alive. But how are you? That's what I need to know. Send me an email, jd@meetingmalchemist.com. I would love to know what you're thinking, what you're feeling, what you're going through. Sometimes it's just a situation that you can express yourself, and that's half the fucking battle. You can let yourself off the hook and write an email to your good friend JD. I don't have to read it on the air. I will if you want me to. But just getting it off your chest is 50% of it. Now, I was just talking to my friend Pete. This is apropos of nothing. But I was talking to my friend Pete, and he's never heard of a Jamaican patty. Have you heard of a Jamaican patty before? Send me an email, jd@meetingmalchemist.com. I guess what I'm trying to say is you're not communicating with me enough anymore. I don't hear from you much. Is it because I don't have the Berman Project email? Is it because I'm just this fucking asshole now who talks about his own mental health and rages on against the machine and shits the bed whenever he fucking can? Or are we here together? Send me an email, jd@mediumalchemist.com. Would love to hear from you.
Baby, let's get dressed up. I got 2 pairs of shoes. Darling, you look so beautiful when your hair's all hung in jewels. And sometimes I find it really hard to choose between a pair of black and a pair of brown shoes. When I'm high on bad wings, up by the silvery moon, I think of a certain sad king trapped in his golden room. And I dream of a cold river on the way. Come and sweep that king into this black.
That's a great tune. It's called Black and Brown Shoes. It comes from Natural Bridge. It's the 3rd track off Natural Bridge. And it's a fucking doozy. It reminds me of my philosophy of religion course that I took in my 3rd year of university. And I bombed on. But I do remember the paradox of black and brown shoes. And basically, it's called, sometimes it's called the paradox of omniscience. And the idea here is that these fucking monks that were philosophers, you know, came up with these paradoxes. And one was the paradox of divine omniscience. And the paradox of divine omniscience basically said that if God has divine omniscience, if God can know everything that's going on, then there's no such thing as free will. And if you had a pair of black and brown shoes, you don't really have a choice of which pair you're going to wear, because you might think that you have a choice, but you don't, because God already knew that you were going to choose the pair that you were going to choose. So therefore, you have no free will. And if you have no free will, then how can you sin? Like commit like a, you know, a sin that would be a damnable sin. So it's coupled with the divine, the paradox of divine omnipotence. And the divine omnipotence one is you have a God and create a rock that is so heavy that you can't lift. And that's a paradox, right? Because God should be able to create a rock that they can lift. And if they can't lift it, then how do they have divine omnipotence? Because they should be able to create anything. So it's a paradox. It's a fucking paradox. I also had a real nice paradox that were eight holes that were this soft, supple brown leather in my first year of university. And boy, they were fucking nice shoes. I probably got laid because of those shoes twice. There's probably two separate occasions that I had sex because of this pair of brown shoes that I definitely chose to wear. So take that, God. Let's read a poem. This is, of course, the continuation of from Cantos for James Michener, Part 2. This is CXVI, which is 116, which makes no sense because the previous one was 132. So we went from 132 to 116. So we went back in time, as it were. I don't know. I'm not fucking David Berman, you know? So there's that. Let's do it. CXVI from Cantos for James Michener, Part 2, CXVI. A man walked into a bar at sunset, took his hat off, and wiped his brow with the back of his shirt sleeve. "After a hard day's work, you deserve a cold beer," said the bartender. "Give me a cold beer," he said. "It's been a long day, but it's all worth it now." The rest of the work crew walked into the bar. "We've been working hard, and now working time is through," they said. "There's nothing like a cold beer when all is said and done." "Man, this beer hits the spot," said one. "All day long while I was working, I was imagining how good this beer was going to taste." "Yeah, there's nothing like an ice cold beer after a hard day's work," said another. And that's that. That's the poem. That's that. It's a fucking beer ad. This is how good this guy is, that he can write fucking beer ad copy in the guise of writing a poem, and it's still good. Man, wiping his shirt sleeve. I love it. I fucking love this shit. I'm so glad I get to be with you every week. This is great. But that's all I've got for you. So you're going to have to scattle on now. And we'll talk next week. I'll be in the sunshine in the Dominican Republic, but I'll make sure to record an episode that comes out while I'm away. And we'll carry on the other side. I'll let you know how it's all going. Until then, be well, stay hungry, stay foolish, and wash your goddamn hands. The Berman Project is a production of Duvra Podcasts and Such. You can find out more about the show at www.thebermanproject.xyz. That's right. I'm fucking Canadian. I'm also social. Find me on Twitter, Instagram, and all the rest at Berman Project. Duvra Podcasts and Such.
This weekend only at Macy's, it's our lowest prices of spring. How low? Diamond rings, pendants, and earrings, only $399, originally $1,500. Ninja blenders, now $89.99. And $395 men's designer suits, only $99.99. So if you're wondering why you should shop Macy's lowest prices sale, well, the name pretty much says it all. It's our lowest prices for one weekend only. Starts tomorrow at Macy's. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.